ask them their name and then their occupation, what they basically do. It's good to know that. But then also I want to ask them just to give us two important tips. And that is the tips on how do you lead your team to be very successful in GNLD. You see, we've got the important issue in GNLD that you lead by example. This is a kind of business where you cannot tell people, you've got to show them. Lead by example. So when you become a Sapphire director, you're already in a leadership position. And I mean, actually from day one, but more and more, you've got a bigger team and you've got to show them and lead them to success. So let's start on this side.
Hello everyone, I'm Ravona Hoffman. We live in Claremont in Cape Town. I'm married. Next month it will be our 30th anniversary. Wow. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a full-time housewife, I'm an ex-nursing sister. I love this business. I need to share two things with you, what I think will move my team. And the first thing I want to share with you is that I, Ravona Hoffman, I need to change. I need to work to become the person that God wants me to become. And in order for me to do that, I just need to absolutely maximize my quiet time that I have with God. And somebody said it up front, your quiet time with God is a two-way communication. It's not just what are we saying to God, but also God, what are you saying to me? Because I want to be so tuned into what does God want me to do. And then I need to filter out the negative, just build positive into my life. I want to be the most positive person that I know. I obviously want to become the best wife, the best mother, the best sister, the best auntie, the best businesswoman, the best upline, the best crossline, the best downline that I can become. And you know, for my business to grow, I need to grow personally. And for me to do that, I need to get into my positive CDs, into the positive books, and I need to self-talk. That is the one thing. The other thing is that I want to always, every time, make the right decision. What is the best decision for me? How will it affect Clive? How will it affect our relationship, our marriage? How will it affect our children? How will it affect team and the business? And then lastly, is this really the decision that God wants me to take? So I want to collectively look at all those factors because that is me. I'm not just a businesswoman. I'm married. I'm a mother. Collectively everything and every time praying that I will make the right decision. And I believe if I am right and I'm leading from the front, my team will follow. I love you.
Wow, that's a lot of things, won't you say, you know? And it's good to know that we must lead by example, so the pressure is on. Wow, that's exciting.
I'm Clive Hoffman, and I also come from Claremont. And I will also be married for 30 years next month. I currently work for a large organization in Cape Town on the West Coast. I'm in the engineering department of that company, and I have a very interesting job. We have some French-speaking downlines, and I promised them that through my job this year, I'm going to learn to parlez-vous français, so I'll be able to speak to them, and I will be able to understand when they gossip about me. I'm quite excited about that. The one thing about our business that I've learned over the years is your business must be a part of you and with you 24/7. It's not something that you only open up in certain days of the week or certain weeks of the month, never, because it's a kind of a business where you have to be ready to utilize opportunities when they come your way. And opportunities don't give you forewarning. They present themselves, and it's not something that you're going to miss. Somebody else will take it if you don't. An opportunity is never lost. So you have to be ready, which means you must have an awareness about your business at all times, be it about the product, be it about the business aspect, by keeping your ears open. But you know, even in that, it's not always that easy, because in doing that, you almost have to take a back seat of yourself personally. Because if you always put yourself in the front, you will miss those opportunities, because you have to keep your ears tuned to other people's needs. And if you just listen to people all the time, you will be amazed what you can pick up and how you can turn that into an opportunity that can grow your business, be it the product or be it the network side. And I have many opportunities like that in my work situation. As far as my colleagues are concerned, I'm not doing this business. It is my wife's business. So whenever I talk to any of them, when they present an opportunity for me to talk to them, it's normally about the product. Then it will be about my wife has this amazing product available. And then when I present them with an invoice, it will have only my wife's name on there, only Ravona Hoffman, not mine, because I don't want a conflict situation and it works for me. The other thing is, one has to be predictable. And what do I mean by that? The people in your team, your downline, who becomes your family, your extended family, because that's what this business becomes, it becomes a family, must know what they can expect from you. You mustn't be like this the one day and change the next day, different the other day. You can't let your emotions control you. You have to be in control of your emotions. If you want to build this business, it's a commitment. It's not something that you do part-time in your mind. In your mind, it's a full-time commitment. You don't do it sometimes. It's a part-time, full-time commitment. So when one of your downline has a need and they need your assistance, they must know and understand. They can call you. There's a predictability. You are always there. You're always the same. That way, your business can flow. I have a famous line that I learned from an upline of mine in this business. It is to inspect what you expect. And if you understand what that means, it'll save you a lot of trouble in the future. If you, for instance, working in a line, in a leg, and now you pass a message down to the first level downline, and you expect that message to get to the downline at the bottom, the only way you're going to know that is to speak to the downline at the bottom. That is what I mean by inspect what you expect. Don't leave things for other people. Inspect that it has happened. Because you can save yourself a lot of trouble by doing that. It is your business first before it is your downline's business. So always inspect what you expect in everything in your business. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Shane Hazel. I'm a bookkeeper by profession, but thanks to this business, I'm free of a boss. We feel that we need to lead by serving our team. We've had a very good example of that with Charlie and Alta, and it's just an amazing, amazing example. If we value and care for our team, the care word has come up a few times this weekend already, and it's just so important for people to know that they are cared for. And that you really have high value for them. We need to offer help to them and work with them. And I say work with them as against work for them, because working with them, you actually empower them and help them to be able to duplicate themselves as well and duplicate yourself in them that way and give them just the ability to be able to carry on. We need to believe in them before they believe in themselves. I remember coming away from our first weekend function and stopping at the filling station at the same time as Charlie and Alta, and Mark went over to talk to Charlie, and he came back walking on air. Charlie had said to him, "You can do it." And just to have somebody believing in him, and it really was the start of Mark believing that we could actually achieve something big in this business. It's such an important thing to believe in our teams. And then my second point is, according to John Maxwell, the most valuable gift a leader can give is being a good example, as it's been mentioned already. We need to be the type of downline we dream of having in our team. And if we can do that, they'll have an amazing example to follow. We really need to lead from the front.
Hi, folks. I'm Mark Hazel. My background is in horticulture and environmental management. We live and work in Grahamstown. No, our home is in Grahamstown. I have a job at the university, a very large responsibility, but I work in this business all over, wherever it's possible. One of the things that Charlie has often said to us is that you must just pray and ask God to lead you in what you want to say. You will discover from what I'm sharing now that Shane and I never shared notes, and I do that deliberately because if the thing is repeated, that's great. My first thing, and I've got two categories as required, is to lead by example. And in that sense, what I mean is show, don't tell. And the kind of things that I talk about here is taillights and dust. If your team see you out on the road, burning it up, getting results, they're going to get excited just because of the fact that you're out there. And if you're not doing it, they're probably also not likely to do it. And that was something that we learned very early on, is that we need to show our people that it can be done. And in leading by example, we need to believe in their dream. believing in their dream is to talk to them about their dream and talk to them as if the dream has become a reality. But I believe also we need to achieve our own dreams so they can then have their belief in our dream can become their belief in their dream. Within leading by example, I think it's also about getting up and getting going, even though there are challenges. If we can show to our people, like has happened, and I don't want to sound pig-headed about this, but when our engine blew up, we didn't stop doing the business because we didn't have money to fix the engine. We found the money and we carried on building the business, and that's why we're here today. So it's, you know, just going on regardless, and so letting people know that the challenges are not going to stop you building the business. They just become stepping stones. And then the other thing that I think leading by example is take your team with you. I think of the part of the group that is sitting on this side that's part of our team, how many of them have learnt by seeing how I handle situations while I'm doing it. I can't tell them that. They need to see exactly what I do in each and every situation and how we handle those disappointments when you travel to a distant town and nobody pitches, but you turn it into a training session. And we've had some of our best sessions when that happens. My second point of a leader is to go the extra mile. That might be traveling to meet them in another town. That might be traveling when you don't have the money. It might be traveling with other people and doing sessions with them and helping them to learn through that. Clive has touched on being available. I think, you know, the extra mile is that if it's late at 9 at night and your phone rings, answer it, because it may just be the answer that that downline needs at that point in time to get them going on the next step. I think also be generous in your belief in them. If we're generous in our belief in them all the time, and Shane just quoted the example of what happened to me, that could change not just a person's life, but it could change a continent. And then I think the last thing is technology is great. WhatsApp, and I'm a WhatsApper, I'm a Facebooker, I use the technology, but there's nothing like eyeball to eyeball.
Good afternoon. My name is Yubri Kutsia. I live in the city of Belleville in Amanda Glen, one of the suburbs. And if you don't know where that is, it's the Cape Peninsula. Most of them have stolen some of what we wanted to say, but I'm still going to say it. I don't have an occupation. I think that is just a nice word of explaining that you have a job. I don't have a job. What I do is I have lots of fun talking to people and helping those who want to be helped. If they don't want to be helped, most of them become customers. I find them to become customers. Now, what I do to help them climb the ladder in the business, I didn't have to reinvent the wheel. I was so fortunate. I have fantastic sponsors. Charlie and Aldo just showed me what to do by their example. They showed me that if you want people to follow you, you must start walking. Otherwise, there's nobody behind you because you're not walking. They showed me that you must be visible. You must be visible at all training sessions. And I'm talking about Monday nights too. Because Monday nights is extremely important. That's where I learned what I know today. Now, I have a question for you. Should you need to have your appendix removed, do you go to the butcher because he's got a sharp knife, or do you go to somebody who's attended training? That is why training is so important. And you must be available. People must know they can find you. You must be dependable. If you do these things, you know what will happen. When payday comes, you will be there because the penny has dropped some other time. The second question, and this is so important, keep your lines of communication open to your upline, to your sponsors. And I am talking to your personal sponsors, not a cross-line sponsor who has no financial interest in what you do and don't do. There's two reasons for that. You on your own. I know that I know virtually nothing, but I can phone Charlie and Alta anytime. They will have the answer. And it is so good to know that you have a sponsor to go to. And you teach your downline by that. They can come to you again. My second reason is maybe more important. Sometimes you're so close to the forest you don't see the trees. You have a problem in your team and you don't know what to do and you struggle along. And if you just phone your sponsor and tell the story, they look at the story. You've been so involved, you can't see what's wrong and what you have to do. If you just phone your sponsor, he gives you, I know Charlie and Alda, they give you an immediate answer because they look at the problem with fresh eyes. But maybe the most important one is, and that is thanks to Charlie, play now and pay later.
My name is Keith Bosenberg. I'm a trained science teacher. And I do everything from astronomy to geology to electronics to chemistry, all of that. So I've lived very much in my mind. I was hoping to be first here because I knew they were all going to say the same thing because the important things are the important things. But I'm going to say them anyway. Show, don't tell. Show your team what to do. Don't tell them what to do. Attend everything because you're being watched. Your team is going to do what you do. Train your team. Don't motivate them. What I mean by that is, don't tell them to phone. When you go to training, don't go and do a motivation. Do an actual training. You pick up the phone and you do the actual phoning. If you motivate new people who've just joined GNLD, then you get motivated new people who still know nothing. But if you show them what to do, you empower them. They can then do the business. Second point, grow yourself. Enroll in the Eagle Team or GNLD's University of Freedom. Read the right books. This is what you can do to make your team better. Listen to the tapes and the CDs. Attend the functions and do your self-talk. And that's my little piece.
You know, folks, if you look here, what you see here in front of you is real. It's leaders. I'm sure if you go back and you think back when you started the business, did you really see yourself as a leader? Or did you really realize how important your role is going to be in your team? That's exactly the same situation we all are in when we start the business. We don't see ourselves immediately in a leadership situation. But as you go along and you get people involved, this is what happened here in these people's lives. They got people involved and they realized, listen, I have to work on my leadership. And that's exactly what they did. If you listen to them, the principles of leadership came through. Did you realize? Taking full responsibility, show by example, care for people, help them, all those kind of things. And this is the beauty of our business. If you really get involved and you do what you are taught, the time will come that you will stand on stage as a leader and you will talk with the confidence that they talk with and with a conviction, because everything they said here today has a story behind it. And they've grown through it. And that is the beauty. That you can get places that GNLD will take you like never before. And I thank you very much for sharing your wisdom with us. Let's give him a big hand as they take these seats.